Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Happy almost 4th of July. It's quite a joyous time for me, I have to tell you. I've always loved the 4th of July. Fireworks are one of my most favorite things in the world, other than Christmas. And I've always been terribly moved by our Independence Day. And I want to talk a little bit about that, about the word independence. Means being in dependence, or it means being freed from dependence. So where are you at in your life? I want you to think about this as I talk about the country. Are you in dependence to old beliefs or people or fears, or are you in freedom from the dependence upon those? So basically, we think of independence as the right not to be dependent on someone else. The United States of America was created to be independent of England, to be its own creation, its own source, with its own choice. Okay, so the United States of America is really based on the right to self-create itself. Apart from all the old belief systems, apart from the rules, apart from other constitutions, we had the right of self-creation. Because I want to bring to your attention that the United States of America was based on the principles that most of spirituality and science creation are stating. To move forward and not be limited to allegiances of the past, whether that's a belief system, whether that's a government, whether that's a fear, that we have the right to move forward and not be limited or held down or kept allegiance to what someone else is telling us about our creation. So in our Pledge of Allegiance, we state one nation under God. Now, in our belief system, in this community, God is all thought and all possibility, which means unlimited creation. Creation that is not bound by anything, anybody, or by any past allegiance. Many of us have had an allegiance to the belief that money is the root of all evil. That's not freedom. You can't create the new... something just popped up on the screen. You can't create the new country of you by holding on to the allegiance that money's the root of all evil if you want to create you as a successful and abundant person. So I want you to ask yourself during this show, what bonds are you still tied to that might be keeping you from your independence, from your creation? Because you will go under if you don't free yourself. Now, that brings me to, we touched a little bit about it on last week's show, brain resonance, that brains share vibrations and frequencies. There is a lot of activity within all brains right now that are being brought toward the focus of fear, judgment, anger. If you allow your brain, your focus, to give allegiance to those things, then you are not creating independently your own freedom. Okay? So that's kind of the theme of the show. I want you to allow yourself to get in touch with where you're not, you know, letting go and giving up. What are you still in allegiance to that is limiting your freedom? Abraham Hicks calls it resistance. You have to give up your resistance, and then the universe conspires to bring you the highest good that you're asking for. If you're new to this show and to this community, boy, lucky you. You found a great place. We're all about love, sometimes tough love, but all about love and the truth and self-creation. So if you want to speak with the channel today, please press 1. Would like you all to visit Bupalapaloo, the little bear I created to teach children to love themselves. I believe he's the most powerful little bear on this planet. You can find him on the homepage at imdwallace.com. And I want to remind you, I'm really excited that I finally got this into downloads for you, this two-day workshop that Dolores Cannon and I did together. And we go into past lives, present lives, and future lives, and how they're all interconnected, and the creation process that is so important for you to be creating the present and the future you want, and not recreating the past, which is an allegiance to what you don't want. All righty, that's also on the homepage, and it's also direct links on the e-blast for a few weeks so that you can find it easily. Okay, we're going to go to the calls early today, and we're going to start with Linda in North Carolina. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fab. How are you? Happy 4th of July.
Yes, you too.
What can we help you with today?
Well, I'm new to the show. Someone told me about the radio show and you, and I decided to call.
Well, goody, goody gumdrops, Linda.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm a clairaudient channel. I am not a psychic. My job is to look into your energy and tell you where you can help yourself get out of the way so that you can create what you want.
Fantastic.
Okay. So the responsibility of creation is yours. My responsibility is to give you the information that allows you to do that. So where in your life do you think you're still stuck to an old belief pattern that's in your way of your freedom?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, what do you want in your life that you don't have?
Actually, to get a little bit control on what I see.
on what you see?
Yes.
I
get a lot of information from spirit. So it's like it comes in at all different times of day, night.
Uh-huh.
Dreams, visions, hearing, the whole works.
Okay.
And like getting a little bit more control on that.
Okay. Well, who's the creator? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Hi. Who is the creator of your life in embodiment on this plane?
You mean God?
Well, according to us, God is all thought and all possibility. And who gets to, on this plane, take all thought and all possibility and choose what they want and focus on that?
I don't know.
That would be you, darling.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
You're the God of you on this plane working with the God of all, which is everything.
Okay.
Okay. So if you don't want to hear, see, and feel things all times of the day and night, you tell them when you want to. So.
Okay.
Okay.
I've tried that growing up, but it never works.
Well, my pendulum goes right to no when you say you tried it growing up. You tried it growing up not knowing that you had the power to do that.
Hmm.
So you have to know that you have the power to make that choice and decision. That choice and decision is not going to turn it off. It will only bring it in when you are happy. And it can be different every day, Linda. You
right.
can get up and go, you know, I really want to get to something and what this is about. So anytime today or tonight, anytime you want to bring it in, because sometimes during the night our defenses are down, you know, our thought patterns are down. We can receive new thought patterns from the one energy. So you absolutely have the power. Like I have said to my channel and God many times, I want the highest information with the highest understanding. I never, ever, ever want to have to get sick to do that. That's not something I'm willing to do. So find another way to give me that information, because I ain't going to get it through getting sick. I don't need that lesson in this lifetime. Do you understand? So what you want to say then is, I want all the information. Don't shut any of the information off. But I would appreciate it if you would bring me the information during my waking hours or during times when I'm not engaged in something else. You have to define it how you want it. And then know that nobody's pissed off at you for doing that. Because
and do
energy,
it like over and over.
What?
Like during the day. Can say it all throughout the day.
Well, you can. You don't have to. And well, they're saying maybe you do have to for a little while. You know, because really, the energy you're retraining is you. You're saying to yourself,
no.
Linda, it's okay not to bring this information in all the time. So I'm going to keep reminding Linda that that's okay. That she can still get the information, but get it in an orderly way so that she can handle it while she's living her day-to-day life. Okay?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep. It really is as easy as that. And can you feel kind of an energetic shift around that now where you're kind of open to this new thought that, oh, wow, I can do this?
Yes.
Okay,
and while
good.
You were talking, I seen visions of things that happened in the past that I can speak that will control it more.
Okay.
So that's wonderful.
Yeah. So, again, we want to use the past, guys, because it tells us what we want now.
Yes.
But to be in allegiance to the past when the past is not what we want in a particular thing, that we can't ever get our freedom from that. Do you understand?
Yes, I absolutely do.
Great. Thanks, Linda. Welcome to a beautiful community.
You. Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Karen in Toronto. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Dee. Nice talking to you. Happy Independence Day.
Thank you.
I love your analogy with the fireworks. In Canada, we had Canada Day, and they were absolutely beautiful. And also the magic that I'm noticing is like the fireflies in July. They're beautiful.
Oh, see, we don't have them in California, but I grew up with them in Kansas.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're magical, aren't they, those little fireflies?
They are. They just remind you how magical life can be.
Yeah. And they always, I got chills all over when you, so obviously this is leading us into something, innocence. The word is innocence that they're giving me. The innocence of, well, see how beautiful and simple a lightning bug is. They just live in the moment, but they light up the world.
Wow.
Yeah, beautiful.
That's beautiful. Like Buffalopoly.
Okay. Okay. Karen, I'm going to have to come back to you. All right? I'll come back to you.
Thank you.
All right, Michael, I was waiting until I saw that you were here. Hold on, let me get you on.
Hi there.
Michael, hi, sweetheart. I didn't see until right now that we actually had you. So my apologies. This is my fabulous, incredible, amazing friend, Michael Murdad. Do you have time to talk to us now, honey, or do you want to come back next week?
No, we can do that now. I'll be starting the talk this morning where I am in about 15 minutes.
Okay. Well, you let me know when you need to go. I wanted to have Michael on. He's written an amazing new book that I think everybody should pick up. So I'm going to let you take it from here, Michael. Tell them about your book and where they can get it. It's The Course of Miracles, but it's simplified, guys. I don't know how many of you tried to get through The Course of Miracles, but I'm really excited about this book. I'm about three-fourths of the way through it, Michael, and it's just wonderful. So please take it from here because I know we're a little late.
That's okay. Thank you very much. Well, you know, let me say this much. You know, the ideas, several of the books I've written are related relationships. And even though there's all kinds of importance on what I've written, you know, spirituality and metaphysics and so forth, I really, you know, keep coming back to relationships here and there because that's the key to everything. And,
you bet.
You know, people may enjoy the metaphysics of the head and so forth and the spirituality of the heart, but really we live it in our relationships. So the book I wrote a year or two ago, Creating Fulfilling Relationships, is really focused on how to heal and how to, you know, and it's funny because a lot of people have tried so many things with relationships only to fail again because they keep trying it's the old Einstein quote, you know, you can't really correct problems made with the same mind that created them. You know, you
exactly.
can't correct them. You know, if you're messed up, you're coming from that place. So people are writing books forever on relationships and all they're really doing is Band-Aid approaches, even though they're packaged differently. You know, it really comes down to having to have a fulfilling relationship with spirit and with ourselves, and then we bring that to relationship rather than writing books or talking in workshops about how to get relationship from other people, you know, how to get fulfillment from other people. Everybody's still looking for their soulmate. That's why the subtitle to that book is Turning Cellmates into Soulmates, you know, because it's like, you know, people have just imprisoned themselves with the constant search for someone else, forgetting that they haven't even brought a gift of ourselves to that relationship. So
yes, and that can be a relationship with money or your country or anything.
Oh, everything and anything. We have everything outside, including our own body, but everything outside, our country, our car, our family members, everything outside of ourselves is a relationship with others. So it still has to be a reflection of, you know, of peace and fulfillment within. And so that sort of led me to writing the new book, which is the heart and soul of A Course in Miracles, because a lot of people find when they have read the course, It, you know, it can give them an aneurysm, you know, trying to just think their way through it. And again, because they're trying to approach the Course, which is a very deeply spiritual material, but they're trying to approach the Course with their head, and it's not going to work. I mean, it'll only make you get into a trap that you won't even realize you're in, because it's like an intellectual hell. So now what we've got is, I presented this, and this is why I just decided, you know what, this A Course in Miracles is so essential, but it's gotten so twisted. Let's correct it instead of taking thousands of years like they've tried to do with the Bible to finally bring back some of the books that were edited out. Let's just correct this now instead of waiting thousands of years and get it right. I'm not trying to rewrite the book, don't get me wrong, but I'm trying to share the primary principles so that we can re-explain how this all began. And I'm going back to kind of a balanced approach. I don't want to say it's a feminine approach, because it's not exclusively that. It's a nice balanced approach. And, you know, getting back to the heart, what does it really say? And spiritually, what is it trying to get across? And so I'll summarize that in this, that there is actually a divine plan for everyone to wake up, for everyone to awaken from the dream that Buddha talked about and Gandhi talked about and so on. You know, it's to awaken from the dream. And the process is essentially that we move from being in a nightmarish kind of, even complacency is a nightmare, even though it doesn't feel terrible, because we're complacent, we're kind of flatline, you know. Complacency and any lack of peace and joy and oneness and bliss and abundance is a symptom of a problem. You know, that's why prosperity is so important to people, for people, because if we lack prosperity, if we lack health, if we lack love in our relations, those are symptoms of having an internal, so sort of like a spiritual mental illness. So it's really about bringing everybody, we got to get back to the getting in the zone and getting in the flow of the divine plan. So it's kind of cool, because spirit and the universal consciousness actually does not will for us to be in pain, does not will for us to struggle every day. And it doesn't want us to just get by. And humans, what they do is go, well, you know, life tends to look a bit terrible, but maybe if we get the right guy in presidency, or the right person, a new boss at work, and we keep thinking, or a new relationship, and we keep thinking something outside is going to bring us the bliss that we lack within. And it actually not only wouldn't be done, it can't be done, because the outside world is only a reflection of the inside world. So if we are not right within ourselves, we will not be able to even manifest the right, let's say, for example, candidate, to let alone to know which one to vote for. But it's the outside world can't be repaired by the outside world. It's got to come from the inside. You know, the forefathers of our country on this kind of a day today, you know, Independence Day, but the forefathers of our country, if you think about it, those, what they did differently is they allowed internal guidance to make a difference in an external, you know, exactly, a concept or structure like politics. So there's hope, but not without accessing the inside as our source.
And so what in the Course of Miracles and how you've just so brilliantly simplified it for people like me that are so appreciative of it, Michael, what is the first step in the Course of Miracles to bring ourselves back into alignment, so we are choosing to create ourselves and therefore create our outside world?
Well, I would say there's a two-part answer to that. And one part is do everything with God. Do everything with divine guidance. Do everything with going within and getting guidance. You know, start every day. Start every day asking, whatever wording you want to use to call God, God, but, you know, God within or God whatever. But start every day asking for a guidance beyond the ego self. Asking, you know, whether you're dealing with addiction or relationship issues or loneliness, start and end every day. Start the day getting in that zone, getting in the alignment of guidance, divine guidance, and then end every day with gratitude prayers for all the times today that you've made the right choices to get in the zone. So
yeah, I love
part
that.
Of it's reconnect with God and do everything with God. The other thing, if I were putting it in just simple words, is forgiveness. You know, it really is about forgiveness, but I don't just mean, oh, here we go again. You know, he's going to talk about, I got to forgive my mother and this. I'm talking about forgiveness all the time and for everything. For example, I got into your show a little late today. So what I need to do is resent you for it, or resent myself for it, or resent my secretary for it. No, of course, it's an opportunity for forgiveness. And if on the road today you were 5 minutes late to work because somebody was driving too slow, you have to practice forgiveness. And if you don't like the way somebody looks on the street, you have to practice forgiveness. It's not just what people have done to you. It's every small and large event. For example, another is you're aging. Every day, everybody's aging. You have to forgive yourself for aging. You know, everything that turns your head off of your center, everything that takes you out of your center is worthy of forgiveness. Not just the big blow-ups. I really have to work on forgiving my ex because we went through a terrible divorce. No, it's forgive everybody. Forgive your children for looking like victims of your divorce. Because what forgiveness really means is not just, you know, letting people off the hook for hurting you. Forgiveness means I'm going to let go of my perception of you as a man, as a woman. I think you're just beautiful. And I have to actually forgive myself for thinking that you're beautiful and thinking someone else isn't. I have to forgive all of my perceptions because all of my perceptions are not yet perfect and holy. And I have to forgive myself for that. What I really want to do is learn to see everything from a holy mind. And every time
I
don't.
In the context of what we were talking about at the top of the show, that practice of forgiveness allows you to live in the present moment and not be created through a lot of allegiance to old and past belief systems or fears or hurts or however you want to put it. It allows you to create a freedom relationship with the divine.
Exactly. You know, freedom cannot come from anything external, as I said. But forgiveness actually offers freedom because it releases us from bonds and it restores us to hope and to everything, you know, to freedom in all ways. There's a great quote from Epictetus, a Greek philosopher, and he would say, to forgive, you know, first of all, to judge and think you need to forgive others shows that you need education. But when you judge and forgive yourself, you show that your education has begun. And when you realize there's nothing to forgive, then your education is complete.
Beautiful.
So we start off really whining about other people and, oh, this person, and I'm going to have to forgive them because they're such a this and that. Well, eventually we have to practice going, well, but why does that bother me? Like you just said, living in the past, you know, and dwelling on or hurting over other issues. And I'm not trying to be insensitive at all because I really feel for people and work with people. If somebody comes to me and they're in pain, I'll hold them while they cry. I'll hand them a tissue while they cry. I don't tell them, get over it. You know, I mean, it's important for us to be with people at whatever level they think they're at. That's fine. But at some point in the healing process, our job as healers, counselors, parents, friends, is to then guide them further. Besides the hurt, let's talk about the hurt. I'm really sorry that you're hurting. Sorry that that happened. But we eventually have to say, and now where are we going? What's next? And we move them gradually, tactfully, from talking about everything else outside to eventually talking about their own inner patterns. Yes, I understand, three men have betrayed you, but that's a pattern, and why would that exist in you?
Exactly.
And then we start to forgive you. Let's get you to forgive yourself for having that pattern. And when you release whatever was inside of you, you have true freedom. If all we can do is say, we're going to fix the outside, we're going to make somebody have a contract with you that they can never betray you again, and somehow, you know, shackle them to the house so they can never go out and cheat on you. It's not going to work.
All right, Michael, I'm going to be your secretary. No. You have to go preach now. Tell us where we can get this fabulous book.
Well, it can be found, I imagine, Amazon and all the usual places. You can get them from my website, www.michaelmirdad.com. And, they can search all the usual places,
yes,
wholesalers.
Michael has a lot
places.
Of wonderful books, his latest being this Course in Miracles. Thank you for being with us, my friend. I can't wait to do the speaking with you later on in this year. And, we go back a long way, Michael and I.
That's right.
So, thank you so much for sharing your brilliance with us today.
Well,
and
honey,
go have a great talk.
many blessings. Thanks for having me on, and lots of love to you, and great talking with you again, Dee.
Yeah, you too, Michael. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Such a brilliant man. And this book, boy, I tried to get through A Course of Miracles and just couldn't do it. But this one opened it all up. All right, I'm going back to Karen. All right, darling, I'm sorry for that rude fall off but I didn't
know he had finally made it.
So what's your question, Karen?
Oh, my gosh, that was like fireworks and fireflies. It was like he was talking directly to me.
Great. Yes, and I really do encourage all of you to pick up this book because it simplifies the brilliance of A Course in Miracles. So do you have I get you don't even have a question anymore, Karen.
That was like so powerful because my question was I was finding a resistance to, I'm trying to take a course, trying is lying. I really want to participate in a healing course with Jennifer McLean, and the resistance was so huge, and I realized it was going back within, and beautiful, beautiful, her beautiful course. I know you know of her.
Of course.
And,
She's my good friend.
Connection with the two of you. Yes, she's so beautiful. She's like she has my story. So we're already into the second week, and I just find that I'm wanting to show up, and I haven't been able to, and I'm not sure why, if it was the fear.
Okay, so let's simplify some terms here, guys. If you're not showing up, I hope you all heard the show last week. If you didn't, go back and listen to it. And please watch one of the links that I have on there of a gentleman talking about, now I can't pull his name up, kind of putting all this creation stuff together. And I want you to know that that's you fighting you. On one shoulder is your devil, and on one shoulder is your angel. It's your altered ego that is saying, oh, no, you don't want this. Go ahead and do it, but you're not going to do it all the way. So where in the pattern of your life, Karen, have you not gone all the way? Because that's a pattern with you. And that's how your altered ego never allows you to feel like you've gotten your due. Is this starting to sound familiar?
It feels like a lifelong pattern, yes.
Okay. Well, then stop it. Throw yourself in, baby. Because until you throw yourself in, you will keep being a part of England instead of America. You know what I'm saying? Your allegiance will be to, I only put one toe in. You know, do the hokey pokey. Put your whole self in. You're going to love it when you do. But it's like, okay, dude, you either got to leap and let the net catch you, and it will, or you never leap, and so you live your whole life being afraid that you can't leap. I mean, there's no other choice, Karen. Just do it.
Okay. Okay, D. I love it. Thank you.
I mean, when I'm asking anything else, so I want to know, do you feel that shift? Do you feel the shift in you where you tell your altered ego, nice hearing from you, but bye-bye?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I just did.
You see, you can hear my words, but if you don't take action and make the decision and then take physical action, nothing changes.
Right.
Okay, so you're going to call me next week and let me know what it feels like to put your whole self in and do the hokey pokey and dance around deliciously with Jennifer, okay?
Thank you.
I want to hear from you about how successful you were.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm taking
you to task, Karen. Okay, baby.
Okay.
Thank you. We're going to Catherine in San Francisco. Hi, honey. You're
Hello.
On. Hi.
Hi. I'm freezing up here. It's about 55 degrees.
Ah. well, put a sweater on, light a fire, and have a hot potty.
Exactly. My question is very similar to your last caller. What's stopping me from leaping or for even the first
step?
Well,
you're stopping me.
Right, I know that.
Okay, so what within you, what are you holding allegiance to? And they're taking me to a core belief.
Okay.
This page here. 17. I have to kill myself to take care of the people I love. So talk to me. How does that work in your life? In other words, I have to give me up. I have to not pay attention to me. If I pay attention to me, everybody else goes under. Talk to me about how that works in your life. Is that a truth in your life?
Well, it is changing a lot this year. A year ago, I moved away from my hometown area, so I did stop that physically to think of myself first in a new area, in a new city. So,
and now we have to go to energetically.
Okay.
Because, you know, guys, people can be dead and still own your energy if you let them. So that's why I'm able to channel across the airwaves, because with energy there is no boundaries.
Right.
Okay. So do you have a daughter?
No.
Who's like a daughter that you're still tied to? Okay, hold on. Do you have a daughter that's passed over? Oh, this is a past life thing. Lord have mercy upon my soul. Okay, you're still working out. Well, if you believe in karma, they're giving me the word karma, so you must believe in karma. Do you believe in karma?
Not in the traditional sense. I don't believe anyone is punished for anything.
Give me your definition of karma.
You reap what you sow.
Okay, well, it's the same thing. So whatever you sowed with your daughter in past lives, so basically along the theme of the show today, good grief, they're saying, can we all please put down our allegiances to any and all past lives, because that's keeping us really stuck from living fully in this moment, in this life right now. So we're all coming together to do this. Everybody's got to make their own choice. Yes, I am willing to put down any ties to energy from any past lives and from the past in this life. I am living in the moment. I am creating with all thought and possibility in this moment of right now in this lifetime. I expect all my energy that exists anywhere on any plane in any time-space continuum to follow my direction of being here and being in the now and putting my whole self into the creation of this moment, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. So it is. Wow. Thanks for bringing that one in, Catherine.
Yes.
Because you see, when you're open to all thought and all possibility, then stuff like that comes on.
Yeah.
Stuff like that comes in. And,
clear it all
and,
out from the roots.
But it makes sense. We have to sever ourselves from all old energy of old ideas and limited creation. And we have, and it's done, and so it is.
Phew.
Woo! Thank you, darling.
All right, thank you. I'll listen to that a couple times.
Yeah, hallelujah, Catherine. Good for you. Let me know how your life shifts now, will you?
Yeah,
because
I'm ready.
They're saying give it about a week.
Okay.
So that all that energy can, you just keep sending out the charge of freedom now.
Okay.
Okay, darling. Thank you. All right, Amy in Connecticut, you're up.
Hello.
Hi, darling.
How are you?
I'm good. What can we do for you?
This past spring, long story short, I've had to let go of a lot. And talking about what freedom and independence, I feel it was painful, but I know now in my heart it was the right thing to do as far as my relationships are concerned. And so I am wondering, am I still in between, hear anything about, am I still in between the stages of the old and the new, or am I on the cusp of bringing in the like-minded people? Yeah.
Basically, what they're saying first is, hallelujah, praise the Lord that you are free.
Yes.
And they're taking me back to what Michael was saying. You need to forgive yourself. Even though there's nothing to forgive yourself for,
sure.
You've got old belief patterns playing that, oh, my gosh, I shouldn't have done this. Oh, my gosh, I shouldn't have blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
And
okay.
And they're saying there's nothing you really have to forgive yourself for, but your belief systems believe you do. So just
okay.
Get on with it and go, look,
sure.
For whatever choices I made that I might still feel bad about, or I forgive me, I forgive them,
yes.
for making me feel like I have to leave.
Yes.
I forgive any relationship that's set it up because I know I grew from it. I grew
right.
from it, and it's all
yep.
okay. And
yep.
now, what do I want right now? What do I want right now? That's what we all want to ask ourselves. What do I want for me? What do I
yes.
want for my country? What do I want for my world? That's what
right.
we focus on, okay?
Right.
And the short
yeah.
answer is love and peace.
Right. Yes.
Okay. I'm
That's
not
right.
getting anything else. Does that make sense to you, Amy?
That does. It does make sense. And I know I'm you know, I guess it's like what you said is the old beliefs, because I've been doing a lot of forgiveness. I do the Ho'oponopono. Just I love you, I forgive you, I'm grateful, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They say that all the time.
Yep.
Especially when before going to bed. So
yep. That's a good thing. Just keep that yeah. mantra going.
Yeah.
That's a really good one for you. I talked a lot about the Ho'oponopono a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a really great way to stay in the present moment.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And
yes.
it really works, guys. It really works. Thank
yes.
you so much, Amy, for reminding
Thank
us
you.
Of that. You
Blessing.
Bet.
Thanks.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And we're going to Jeannie. Hi, sweet thing. What's up?
Thank you.
For?
And happy Independence Day. And thank you. I thank Karen and everyone else who has put something in order for me. On my last post, I said to everybody that I would be dropping groups. And boy, and if they wanted to just join my group, it's time. This is how to do it. And one group got so angry that they disowned me. I did not
well,
do...
Well, so what does that tell you about them, Jeannie?
That they've got a problem.
Absolutely. They're insecure.
Right.
They're in fear.
Right.
Okay. Of
and,
not being loved.
Right. And what and they kept saying that my page was just promoting me and nothing else because they only scanned it, they never read. So that told me where they were coming from. And their new people in charge of that group, because I've been working with them for years. But I have decided that I will continue with my daily posts as often as I can. If I miss a day, I'm sorry. That's because maybe I'm on a set because I have two new agents and all
that. I want to go back to this, to the core of what this is, though, because what this is bringing up is that they're insecure, that they're not loved, or they're losing love. So I want us to all to stop, because that's how the world talks to us.
Yes.
Where are we? Where does that apply to us? I know immediately in my life where to go around that. Where in me? Are you there, Jeannie?
I'm here.
Okay. Where is it in you and in me and in all of us that we are in fear that we're not loved? So I know where that's playing out in my life. Everybody find where it's playing out, and now they want to give us a core belief. Hold on. This page here. Okay, well, this is perfect. I'll never be good enough. So, for all of our ties with that limiting belief, which is not God, because God is all unlimited belief and thoughts. So that's an altered ego thought. That's the devil thought on our shoulder. I'll never be good enough is the core of why we feel unloved and unappreciated in different parts of our lives. So what we have to, first of all, they're saying forgiveness again, forgive ourselves for ever having that belief, and then making conscious choices to invite in the unlimited thought patterns of, I have always been good enough. I'm always enough. I'm created as enough. I choose to be enough. I am enough. And so it is. So we're invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. So I get where that's playing out in my life. Do you get where it's playing out in your life, Jeannie?
No.
Okay, well, we're going to the business.
Okay.
Okay. You used to feel loved and appreciated in the business.
Oh, I feel that now. I have to interrupt you. Stacey Gallo, who's one of the big casting directors here, has fallen absolutely in love with my work that she saw on Thursday evening.
Yeah, I'm not talking about Stacey, though. I'm talking about you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And I'm. This is important for you to hear, Jeannie.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I'm expressing it in the business that you're in. I'm experiencing it also. How I feel is not... How I feel inside is not in harmony with what I feel they feel outside. Now, when people come along and go, oh my gosh, I love you, you're fabulous, you're brilliant, which I just had an experience of doing a short film, then it's easy for us to remember how much we think that about ourselves, and we remember the experiences. But if we don't remember it when we're challenged and feel like we're not appreciated and honored and excited, then the altered ego comes in, and that's when the creation process gets thwarted, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So your biggest challenge is, no matter what's going on outside, this is what I choose to feel and experience on the inside, and then the outside shifts and changes. But the great challenge right now is this brain resonance that I'm keep talking about, that there are so many people going, I'm not appreciated and I'm taken advantage of and I'm pissed off and I'm angry. And those vibrations and frequencies can affect you so greatly if you are not staying present in the moment. You will get reminded of when you felt the same way. And then it starts creeping in a little by little by little. That's why it's so important for us to keep in the present moment right now and keep creating the peace and harmony and love that we want, so that that brain resonance keeps going out and people go, oh, I remember that. Now, I went in a big circle there, Jeannie, but did you follow me?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Okay. So just be aware that that casting director is coming forward to go, Jeannie, remember, this is always constantly, consistently what you need to know about yourself. Okay?
Definitely.
They're underlining it. They're giving me exclamation marks. They're putting a flashing sign around it. So this is probably the most important thing from the show today that's coming together, is extricate yourself from all of those limiting past allegiances to feeling not good enough anywhere in your life, because it's just not true, and it's your ego holding you back from your own experience of magnificence.
It's yeah. right.
Okay. Thank you big for bringing that one in.
Thank
baby.
You. And I have a new agency involved in my
Woo-hoo!
Life.
Woohoo! Well, good. It's a perfect new beginning. Make sure you continue to do the work inside and don't turn it over to them.
Oh,
they're a mirror
no.
of you. Okay?
Nothing is being turned over to anyone but me.
And the divine, you bet.
Well, of course.
Well, of course, because you are. Thanks,
As
baby.
Are you.
Thank you, darling.
Happy Independence Day.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to Emily in California. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. I am so grateful for you and for this show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Me
yeah,
too.
I have been making great leaps forward in my freedom. And
woohoo!
Woohoo, yes. And I'm just wanting to know if there's still anything I'm bound to in the realm of money flow.
Absolutely. And we're going to the sheet, first sheet. Are we going to a core belief, this page here? Well, this is interesting. I'll never be good enough. Or they're taking out the word good. I'll never be enough. Okay, so talk to me. Does that resonate? If you're never enough, you're not enough to have enough. You're not
right.
enough to create enough. You can't even spend enough.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So what male is helping keep you in the experience of not enoughness?
My dad.
Well, God's you, and I get a yes on that. So you're using God.
Oh, as... I said my dad.
No. Well.
It's God.
Okay. It's funny because they're going, yes, and he's God too.
Huh.
So the big answer is you're using God. And this is, oh, okay. Well, again, this is, there. It's not past life, but it's generations and generations and generations of sins of the fathers passed down to us, guys, that we're not enough to be the creators that we are meant to be, that we've been given the privilege of being. And it's not just your dad, it's all dads and their dads before them back into infinity, pretty much. So are we going to keep allegiance to those belief systems of our heritage? Are we or not?
No.
No, I say bye-bye to that. I'm enough. I've always been enough. I'm so enough that God created me in its own image, which means all thought and all possibility. So if I am all thought and all possibility and choice to do with all thought and all possibility what I want to do, what am I doing with the belief I'm not enough? Am I enhancing it, or am I canceling it out and substituting it for I am enough? I am more than enough. I am, the highest claim is I am creation itself.
Hmm.
So, what does it feel like? What comes up when I say, if your creation itself, create more money? What's the first thing that comes up, Emily?
Well, it's so funny, Dee. I recently have uncovered a kind of a long-lost dream of being an artist. And So I...
Okay. So you've got to know that you can make bunches of money doing what you love with your art.
Yeah, absolutely. And I totally get how my dad's message is, you know, I just shut that off super early.
Well, and now you're the god of you who's doing it. Your altered ego is going, remember this. You just have to say, devil, get off my shoulder.
Yeah.
I ain't taking you with me any longer.
Yeah.
Right? So what do you want to know?
I want to know that I am creating massive money flow through doing the art that I love.
Great. So I am creating.
I am creating.
Massive money flow.
Yes.
Through the
massive
art
money
that
flow.
I love creating. That's a perfect claim. Now go to your happy place and your love place and feel into that every day. Feel the freedom. Back to our theme today. Feel the freedom around the creation of that in your life.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, those of you that are creative people out there, actors, writers, directors, artists, you know, we've been so handed a bill of goods, most of us, that we have to suffer for our art, that, you know, Van Gogh and all that shit. Please let that go. That's not what you want to create. You know that's not what you want to create. That's the thing that make good, you know, movies of the week for people like me to do, but not to live. You got it?
Got it.
Okay,
yes.
I don't want to perform in your victim movie of the week, Emily. I want to celebrate as a fellow creator with you your great success financially with your work.
Thank you. Thank
you.
You
bet. And we're claiming that's done, and so it is. Okay,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. So sorry, guys. I think Michael brought a lot of beautiful things on board for us. Sorry I couldn't get to more of your calls, but man, what we got to were quite amazing. Thank you for all for being here. Please read the e-blast tomorrow. I think you'll put a lot of things together. Happy 4th of July. Remember, it's not only the Independence Day for our country, it's the Independence Day for all of us who created it. Many blessings and love.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.